And our guest in studio today is Wendy Cox, one of the coordinators of the Good Food Box program. Hi, Wendy. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Thanks, JC. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for coming in to talk about the Good Food Box. I know that, the program is currently running. In fact, we've got a delivery day coming up this week for people that have already ordered their Good Food Boxes. Of course, for people that are interested, it's the third Thursday of every month is when you put your order in.
At UBC, the Carpenters Union, down on Queen Street.
Okay, and then a week later, the fourth Thursday of every month, that's delivery day. So that's what this Thursday coming is. So people already put their orders in, now they'll be receiving their boxes.
They come in after 9:30 and they can pre-order for October, or, you know, if they're going to be away in October, they tell us and we note down that they want it in November. We try to be flexible with people.
The whole point of it is to make sure that people are getting these items, which unfortunately the food that's good for you, fruits, vegetables, these tend to be the foods that cost more money, especially with the rising prices at the grocery store. And people tend to avoid those foods, unfortunately, and they're not getting the proper nutrition.
Exactly. If you have a family to fill, then you're going to go for bread and starch and pasta and whatever you can throw into them to keep them quiet, basically, when they do need a balanced diet. And this is included in some stuff I'm going to talk about in a minute. Anyway, it's fruit, dairy, grains. A balanced diet includes all of that. We're doing our part as best we can to make sure everybody gets enough produce at least once a month. And, of course, we donate boxes to a list of food bank clients. And we also have a list of people we know whose circumstances need a little support.
And, of course, the school year has just started. So we're only now just starting to get an idea of what kind of need exists in the school programs as students start to take advantage of local nutrition programs. I know that the Good Food Box program is going to be supporting some of these schools. First of all, you've got the figures about what a student needs. So what do they need in order to get through the day?
In Greybrew School, student nutrition programs serve over 18,000 children. That's Gray and Bruce. Fresh fruit and vegetables, whole grains, and a dairy or alternative each school day to make sure they're well nourished and ready to learn. There's a proverb, you know, that says a hungry man has no ears. And if you're a kid, definitely. Mm-hmm. They're probably all mouth and no ears. It says we believe in a universal program that is open to all students, as there are many reasons other than household food insecurity for children and youth arriving at school without eating breakfast. The Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services, Ontario, there is no federal funding, provides what they figure is about 15% of what the costs are. But schools have got to fundraise because that 15% doesn't go very far. So the original figures I got was each school receives 21 cents per child per day, when the actual cost is about $1.25 per child per day.
In terms of people that are thinking about maybe signing up for the Good Food Box because they're worried about, you know, that they've started to make those cuts when they do their grocery shops and maybe they're not getting the right nutritious foods that they should be. If they want to sign up, if they're interested in doing that, how do they get in touch and what's the best way to do that?
The first time you would go to the UBC Carpenters Union 2222 down on Queen Street, almost opposite the Esso station, and take your $22 and sign up there. If you are a person who can't muster the $22, especially if you're a food bank client, when you are at the food bank, you tell them that you would also like a Good Food Box, and we take up to 30 names each month. So if they can get on the list. Otherwise, if all else fails, get hold of me. I'm in the phone book. Get hold of Shirley, which happens too. People talk to us. I would like that. How do I do it? You know, I don't have the money. I'm struggling. So first stop is through the food bank. And we also know some organizations that might help out that we could tap into if they, you know, at some point the food bank has to cut the list off.
If people are listening that don't need to take advantage of their Good Food Box, but they're lucky enough that they might want to buy boxes and have them donated back for people that need them, that can't afford them themselves. Is there an option for that to happen?
There is. They can drop in on a Thursday and talk to me, and they can purchase tokens for a free box, which they can give to their person that they'd like to, or they can say to me, I'd like to sponsor somebody for a year, and I would tell them what that would cost. Incidentally, the cost for the schools, it's only going to be 8 months, because obviously July and August are out. We're so late in the month when we distribute that June is out and December is out. So it's eight 8 months of the year there, which takes the cost down slightly. But yeah, there are tokens that I can sell you that you can give to a person. I can give you 12 if you want to sponsor somebody for a year.
And of course, we'll post links to everything we've talked about in this interview on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com, along with a copy of the interview as well. Wendy, is there anything else that we should know about today, either about the Good Food Box program or anything else you're involved in?
Well, I'm hoping to talk to April Gregory at the Saltbox Shop, who have the last few years has done a coat drive, and we worked with her last year and did a distribution in Kincardine before we sent up to Owen Sound. But I have yet to talk to April and get some dates finalized. If April is still willing, and I hope she is, we'll get a poster done up. We'll get the word out that we will do another coat collection. The clothes collection for kids going back to school was well received. We also, on that day, those days, we took a list of items from 8 different families that they needed, and we are slowly working through the list. We're down, I think we have a couple more to finish yet. The good United Church ladies came out with the sum of money they would spend on it, and another couple of ladies each gave me a check for $100 to work towards it. So our generous community takes care of our neighbors. It really is neighbor to neighbor. People love people and are happy to stand up and help, and that it's a super place to live.
Wendy Cox, coordinator of the program, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me yet again, JC.